let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
For Mark James Foster, Ask, Knock, Seek, and Find is a graphic format regarding events to come forth in the latter days. These great disasters will initiate with the saints in Utah for the lack of obedience to the commandments of God. Events are well described, backed up with proven evidence that the Lord works with all of his children with open hands, hoping they will reach out, ask, knock, seek, and find for themselves the answer Jesus Christ is more than willing to give. Mark James Foster grew up in the Utah Valley. He's always had a deep love for his birthplace, a husband for over 25 years, father of five, author of Ask, Knock, Seek, and Find. Mark James Foster joining us via Skype on This Week in America. Mark, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here.
This is a really powerful book, and I mentioned a graphic format regarding events to come forth in the latter days. Talk about the intent of the book and the inspiration behind this message.
The intent of the book is to help the people that are living in that region come to an understanding of what is going to take place in the future, and to encourage them to have a closer relationship with their Heavenly Father and to ask their Heavenly Father, or our Heavenly Father, if they are supposed to remain there in Utah, or if they are supposed to go someplace else so that they can continue on doing further work for the Lord in another location. I foresaw these events, and the book was well descriptive in regards to the events that are going to take place as far as time is concerned. I have no way of telling the exact time when the events will take place, but it is clearly a warning to those who are righteous, who live in that area, to have a special communication with their Heavenly Father, for them not to believe me, but to read the information that was given to me, and for them to ask, and then for them to seek, and then for them to knock. And once they do so, they will receive the personal inspiration that they need for them and their family to either stay, which if they do stay, they will be subject to the turmoil that will be taking place in that whole region. I love that area. I grew up in that area. I would love to move back to that area, but I am told not to move back to that area. And so, long story short, it is essential for them, again, to put this before the Lord and let them ask the Lord what they should do in order to protect them and their families.
Mark James Foster, our guest on the program, his book is Ask, Knock, Seek, and Find. It's available at, of course, Amazon, the usual places. You'll find it as well at bookventure.com and the bookstore. Our website, thisweekinamerica.us, has a direct link to Bookventure and the book. This, for you, it was a very personal experience. You share parts of your life that are very personal. Talk about that aspect of that, of sort of opening yourself up, sharing your life, giving up that privacy to help others with your message.
This is a subject matter that I had. I did not want to bring my name to the forefront of anything. I like to be a private person. I like to stay in positions and the attitude that I'm just a simple man. And that I'm not after any type of recognition in regards to this. But I was clearly told after praying and fasting several times that this is a message that needs to get out to the people in that region. And it's not just the Utah Valley area. Salt Lake area, down to the Nephi area, and it will also affect the outlying states to some degree once this event takes place. I the struggle I had is I want to remain as a having a quiet life. And the Lord basically instructed me, Mark, this is something you have to do. And what he allowed me to experience was something that to this day I will never forget, because I approached him with this question. What will happen if I choose not to share this information with those in this area? And it was at that time that the Lord withdrew himself from me. In other words, I did not have the Holy Ghost with me for a period of nearly a week. And upon that time, I felt alone. I could not believe that he was out of my life, and how it would feel for the Holy Ghost not to be there with me, directing me, guiding me each and every day with the decisions that I made. I depend upon the Spirit of the Lord to be with me. And this was very horrifying to me. And so after the Sunday was coming up, and I was going to do a fast because I needed some answers. And the answer that came to me after I first initiated the fast, it was about 2 to 3 hours into the fast, the Spirit directly came right back to me and reiterated, Mark, if you do not do this, that Spirit, which you have not had for the entire portion of that week, will no longer be with you. And I understood what he was getting across. It was he has spent 30 years for prepping me for the dreams and the visions that I have been able to gain and also record in vast, I would say, many, many journals of the dreams that I've had over the years, and to select various dreams out of those journals and to utilize them within the book. This is a very personal book. This has a lot of personal connotations to it. And I love the Lord, and I'm willing to do anything the Lord asks me to do at any given time. And so upon this, upon the preparation that has gone into this over the 30 plus years, this experience, I came to realize how important it is to forewarn the righteous people of what is going to take place down in that area, and allow them the opportunity to choose for themselves. It's not up to me what they choose to do, nor will it be. They need to make these decisions between them and the Lord themselves. And so that is why I have put myself out there. I put myself out in the open to this degree. And I don't fear man. I fear the Lord, and I fear my Heavenly Father, because I know what life is like without their presence. And that, to me, is a truly frightful event that took place during that 1 week. I want to call it an intermission without the Spirit.
Yes.
I was alone, and I am a widower. My wife passed away a little over 2.5 years ago, so I've been alone, but the Lord's been with me the entire time. He's been helping me do what needs to get done. And so subsequently it was vital that this message gets out. And the Lord had nurtured me over the past 30 plus years giving me experiences in life that have drawn me to this point, and I know it is essential for this to get out.
Well, it is out in the book, and Mark James Foster is our guest on the program. The book is Ask, Knock, Seek, and Find. It's available at bookventure.com and the bookstore, the usual places where books are sold. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You talk about knowing that the time of the Lord is at hand. Talk about that and what we all must do to be prepared for that.
Each person has to have their own relationship with the Savior. Each person has to have their own relationship with Heavenly Father. And each person has to have a relationship with the Holy Ghost or the Spirit so that the Holy Ghost can testify to these individuals of the truthfulness that is being written about, being spoken of. And I found it difficult to bring this out in the open like this, because as a young boy, I was less than 5 years old, and my father at the time was an institute teacher in Spanish Fork, Utah. And I walked into the seminary building as this young little boy, because we were going to be able to go and get Christmas goodies at the store, and I got to go with my dad, and I'm number 9 out of the 10 children, the original 10 children. And so I walked into the seminary building, and I heard a beautiful song that I've heard before, but it never struck me like this. And it's The Little Drummer Boy. And I don't want you to picture me as the way you see me. I want you to picture me as the little drummer boy. And that I am pounding my little drum as hard as I can so that all those in that region and in that area that are inspired and directed by the Lord or by our Heavenly Father to leave, that they will follow this direction and do it as necessary. As the little drummer boy, I am just giving a warning that the Savior is coming for the second time. And prior to his coming, this is an initial event that will take place that will set the stage for a great amount of numeral events that will take place throughout the world. And upon this event in the Utah area, we have seen tornadoes, we have seen earthquakes, but there are going to be horrendous events that I have been shown that I don't even like to recall. And I've woken up from dreams shaking and sweating because of the things that I have seen taken place in my homeland. And so I come out as a little drummer boy just saying the Lord is coming. I don't know the time. No man knows the time. But he is preparing all those who are willing to listen. They don't have to be members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. All they have to do is ask, knock, seek, and find for themselves, or period, just knock and ask the Lord if this is something they should do. And I am willing to do this because I love my Heavenly Father, and I love the Savior. And the love I have for them far exceeds the love that I have for anything of this world. But I dearly love my family members also, all of my brothers and sisters, who are many. As when you read the book, you will find out for yourself.
Yeah, you're so open in discussing that. And we've got a couple minutes left in the program, going by too quickly. You mentioned little drummer boy at the end of the book. You've got a picture, and you've got pictures throughout the book. In fact, at the beginning of each chapter, just a couple minutes left, but talk about that, because visually you sort of set the tone for what you're going to talk about, don't you?
I really try to set the tone, because even the pictures that I presented within the book are nothing to the devastation that I had witnessed. I was actually horrified by this devastation. And I say it, the land had been completely harrowed under. And this, to me, I don't look at the land, I look at the souls. And I hope and pray that those souls were prepared to go on to the next world or to the next, into the spirit world.
The book is Ask, Knock, Seek, and Find. The author is our guest, Mark James Foster. The book's available, as I mentioned, in the bookstore at bookventure.com/bookstore. Book's available wherever books are sold. It's a very powerful book, a very private, personal book that that Mark has written in an effort to assist, to help other people. It's very well laid out. It's very descriptive in its messages. We mentioned the pictures there as well. Mark, it's been a pleasure to have you with us on the program. I know we'll have you back on a future program to talk about another book that you had written. I know it's been difficult, not only writing the book and sharing it, but doing interviews like this in talking about this, a lot of the personal experiences that you go through in your life, all of the visions, the dreams that you've had. That's something that you take away with the book, all of the power of dreams and how important those are to have dreams and to properly interpret what the dreams are. All addressed in the book, Ask, Knock, Seek, and Find. Mark, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Mark James Foster, the author of Ask, Knock, Seek, and Find. The book's available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. Of course, you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.